Cops accused. Murder suspect seeks to clear name with lawsuits. Mary Kellel Sophia says homicide investigators wrongfully tried to pin her husband's slaying on her. The detectives still believe she's guilty. Los Angeles Times, September 15, 1991. Mary Kellel Sophia says she's on trial for murder, but it was her choice. For more than 2 months last year, she faced a possible death sentence after being charged with the murder of her estranged husband. On January 31, 1990, Gregory Sophia was stabbed to death in his bed in the Shadow Hills home that the couple had shared for 5 years. But then, a prosecutor dropped the charges against her, telling a judge he did not have enough evidence to proceed with the case in court. A year and a half later, the additional evidence has not been found. But Kellel Sophia is back in court. She's suing her accusers, charging two Los Angeles police detectives with violating her rights by arresting her without cause and conspiring to frame her with a murder she did not commit. The 2-week-old civil trial before a jury in U.S. District Court has unfolded much like that of a murder trial. Detectives testified about their investigation and identified an 18-year-old transient who has been convicted of the murder and who they believe conspired with Kellel Sophia to kill her husband. A medical examiner discussed the details of the autopsy. A next-door neighbor told the jury about finding the dead man and the blood-spattered butcher knife. Though no death sentence rides on the jury's verdict, the 10-member panel will, in effect, be asked to cast judgment on Kellel Sophia, deciding whether she has been wrongfully pursued by two obsessed investigators, or possibly is a killer who has not only gotten away with her crime, but is now seeking monetary damages from her pursuers. Kellel Sophia, 40, now lives in Long Beach. She's seeking unspecified damages from Detectives Woodrow Parks and Gary Milligan. She believes the jury will exonerate her by finding that the detectives wrongfully arrested her. She said such a verdict will finally help end the suspicion that surrounds her. If I was guilty, why wouldn't I just go on with my life and thank God I'd gotten away with it? She asked in an interview last week. Why would I go through with this trial? It's like a murder trial. If I was guilty, I wouldn't be sitting here. The lawsuit focuses on what happened in the early morning hours of January 31st at the Sophia family's Orcas Avenue house, and whether detectives assigned to the case correctly and honestly interpreted the evidence left by a killer. Kellel Sophia claims they did not. They threw this woman on a freight train to hell, and they still are trying to shovel coal on the fire, said Ken Clark, one of her attorneys. According to testimony at the trial, Gregory Sophia and his wife argued on the last night of his life. The couple had separated after 10 years of marriage, but had agreed to meet at the house they owned, and where Gregory, a salesman and caterer, was staying, to discuss its sale.